Hi, this is IDC Director Paul Folger with This Week in the IDC at Heartland Community College. It's Library Resources Week, and we have information sessions with two of our Heartland librarians. First, on Tuesday, March 6th at 12 and again at 5 p.m. in the IDC, Carol Reed will talk to us about library journal databases. Then on Wednesday, March 7th at noon, and repeated Thursday, March 8th at 4, Rochelle Stivers will be on hand in the IDC to share information about copyright. We also have a couple of other events that we'd like to tell you about. For the Your World Exposed series on Monday, March 5th in CCB 1406-1407 from 7 to 8:30 p.m., Jacques Fuqua, Director of International Engagement and Protocol at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, will give us a presentation called A Shrimp Among Whales, The Politics of North Korea's Nuclear Weapons Program. And then also, the Instructional Development's Instructional Design Institute will continue on Tuesday, March 6th, in the IDC from 1 to 3. We have with us today Carol Reed from the HCC Library, and Carol's going to talk to us about library journal databases, her presentations next week. Carol?
Thanks, Paul. I hope that people can come and learn how to find credible sources for their students and for their own research. We talk a little bit about searching strategies, the best databases to use, and how you can demonstrate them better to your students.
And Carol, you make your services available for faculty on an in-class basis, too, that you'll come to classes or faculty can bring their classes to the library to go over this material with their students?
Yes. In fact, if you send us an assignment, we tailor it to a specific assignment, or if you just want an overview of our services for your students, we do that as well. We also have reference services where our students can come down and talk to a librarian in person. And faculty can use that as well. If they are stuck trying to find an article or something that they can't find the full text of it, we can help them with that.
Now, in your opinion, how important are these journal databases? As a smaller library, we probably don't have the number or the volume of holdings that larger libraries have. And so how much of the information that we get come from these databases?
That's what I call the invisible library. You're right, we have a very small book collection, great video collection, but our journal collection is small and it tends toward the more popular. A lot of the research that students do want to do, they want to do online. So we've concentrated the majority of our budget and our resources on the online databases. And they are credible sources. That's much better than Googling. You can get scholarly journals of any kind. I've seen some amazing titles. And then good stuff for the students. And I think we find most of what the students need. It's very rare that we have to send them over to ISU to find a text, a print source for them. Most of what we can find is in our databases. And I think because it's also available from home, that's very important to the student.
Great. Carol Reed, HCC librarian, thank you very much, and we look forward to your presentations next week.